As many as 2,000 ethnic Turks living in war-torn eastern Ukraine are being repatriated by the Turkish government this Christmas season as part of a massive humanitarian operation. Stefan Boss reports.
Families living in war-torn eastern Ukraine are uprooted again. Since Christmas Day, ethnic Turks are being rushed to what they hope will be a more peaceful place. Originally from Georgia, they were deported to Central Asia by Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. Eventually, many of these Meskhetian Turks settled in Ukraine decades ago. More than 300 of them were brought to Turkey on two military planes. Most lived in Ukraine's Slovyansk area, where deadly fighting continues between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. They were flown from the city of Kharkiv to Erzincan in eastern Turkey, where they will be placed in temporary housing. We've been hiding in basements for days, for weeks, says Slovyansk resident Alisa Nuriev. We were starving, we were worried, we had heart attacks, but we survived. In the coming days, about 2,000 people are expected to be repatriated and start a new year in Turkey, where the government has promised to help them find jobs. Yet for local resident Larisa Bakalyeva, it's difficult to leave.
Everything was fine. We got along well with our neighbors and with everyone else. It's a pity to leave it all.
Some 2.5 million people are believed to have fled the war in the east, with many seeking shelter in neighboring Russia. At least some 1.5 million of these refugees are still in Ukraine. The conflict, which has killed more than 9,000 people since April 2014, has added to Ukraine's economic difficulties. However, Ukraine's parliament has now approved a budget for next year, including controversial tax increases, to fulfill a key demand of the International Monetary Fund for new loans. The IMF had warned that without a budget it would suspend its $17.5 billion bailout program. Kiev will now receive a third $1.7 billion loan installment this festive season. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.